USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a bill that provides $25 billion in funding to the U.S. Postal Service and also includes a pushback to changes that critics say would cause major delays in mail-in ballots during the election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CNN that wasn't the only concern.
Of course, they don't want to do anything about the election, the $25 billion that would go to the Postal Service. And that's not about the elections only. It's about the coronavirus. It's about the nearly 100% of the prescriptions that go through the mail from VA for our veterans.
On ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
When you look at the bill that was passed yesterday, that bill was not a serious bill. It's $25 billion. It doesn't do anything to sustain the postal system long term. It's going nowhere.
This is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
In California, crews are fighting hundreds of wildfires, 24 of them major. Most of them were started by lightning strikes, according to meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
It is a thunderstorm with little to no rain with lightning, and it produces and sparks additional wildfires. So that was really the culprit for some of the largest fires that are burning out of control across central and northern California.
Tens of thousands have been evacuated, and 6 people have died. KPIX-TV's Del Lin speaks with residents near Santa Cruz.
It's a roller coaster. We find hope, and then we see devastation.
Fast-moving flames chase the Roach family out of their Bonnie Doon home. They're staying at a Santa Cruz motel, not sure if they'll have a home to go back to.
We're all in shock. I think that's just the word. It's in shock.
Some hotels near the Santa Cruz boardwalk are filled with evacuees. They are among the 77,000 residents who have fled the Santa Cruz mountains.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Schools across the U.S. are facing shortages of this year's most crucial back-to-school supplies, laptops and other equipment needed for online learning. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The world's 3 biggest computer companies, Lenovo, HP, and Dell, have reportedly told school districts they have a shortage of nearly 5 million laptops, in some cases worsened by Trump administration sanctions on Chinese suppliers. That's according to an Associated Press investigation. It says as the school year begins virtually in many places because of the pandemic, educators nationwide are worried that computer shortfalls will compound the inequities and the headaches for students, families, and teachers. One school administrator in California telling the AP it's going to be like asking an artist to paint a picture without paint, as kids cannot do distance learning without a computer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Gulf Coast is battening down with 2 major storms heading their way. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Tropical Storm Laura and Tropical Storm Marco are now organizing quickly and beginning to gain strength after a few days of struggling to survive. Both systems are forecast to make landfall next week along the Gulf Coast, one day apart and only miles from each other. 2 hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico at one time would be the first in history. The governors of Louisiana and Mississippi have both declared states of emergency.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.